Shabbos with the Poskim about Bishul, and we are discussing the issue of Bishul Ama, Bishul particularly, the Zavolach.
We have on page 36 in the source sheet. Shumas HaDeshen. When he writes it in a tshuva, what's the shayla? Yesh bnei adam she'enem tanurim yuchadim le'efos b'hen l'hatin b'hen chamin. And they have chamin in the tanur beis achoref, the central heating system. And the shifcha comes and removes the chamin from the tanner and put it on the in a hotter place, and then she puts it on the fire. Why? Kedei lechamin beis acharav, because if everyone's considered sick with respect to the chilled temperatures, and the chon gets heated up, may you do it or may you not do it. Says the tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshim. And lo niskaru chamin kol kach b'shor shotziah osam menatana b'hevir ha'esh. B'tanu dugmas machol ben dusoy, as an example of machol ben dusoy. Machol ben dusoy, of course, refers to food which is not cooked yet. This food is fully cooked. But the common denominator is that machol ben dusoy is edible by people who are on the run. So too, there's certain foods which, if they're cold, you're not going to eat them. You're supposed to eat them piping hot. If you eat them a little bit hot, so the average spoiled balabosta may not want to eat it. But ben dusoy will do fine. He also has a standard, Ben Jussoy. If it's too cold, even he won't touch it. So if it was warm enough that Ben Jussoy would have it, Oz Vaday Shari. Of course, the smag and the Mordechai and the Hagos Maimini. The Regilin Bechupos. The Chasos Achamav in the Sorum. The Mocha Bon Avodim Nochrim of Achamav Mosom. And the Yiskara Kokach Dugmas Macho Ben Jussoy Shari. Fine. He goes to Nazaruah. Shemiskara cholent. Oh, here's the magic word. Had cholent. V'shivcha mechamosa mutter. V'medina d'lo shchichi rabbanan royal eser. You see, b'kitzer, it's permissible. Of course, the question becomes, why? Because the main purpose of the shivcha is the dvar heter. L'chamen beis achoref. Hakol cholem heim etzel atzina. Ay, v'chamar nitochim. Okay, that's okay, because when it was put there was no esh. Later on, the havara is also okay. Av sikresha, so it's mutter. We're not going into the sikresha reasons, but the ein, the next paragraph from the nirim, ein lahatir klal yisrael or the bat yisrael shiyoshivu min acham al gabi atana v'shivcha maveres achar kach atana. That's no good. Echad nochsin as hakdeira v'echad chatzeitz desaur harishon potter avolosu. Gives an example from Mordechai, and he throws in the word, if you remember, Av Malacha, that we saw last week, that Av Malacha, to indicate that presumably is a shadow of a Dorais over here. Of a Dorais over here. Because when it'll be heated, it's going to be cooked. Okay? Okay. Shuma Sadesh. Of course, the question becomes, what's this Lumbus over here? This Kimacha Ben Dusoy. What's the connection? Machal ben dusoy, to repeat one more time, when something is not cooked at all, we say if it's now reached a point of machal ben dusoy, so now according to certain Rishonim, it's permissible to go all the way, the Rajba. But here there is already cooked. It's a question of, it was cooled down a little bit. So what do they seem to be going at first glance? They're following Shita's her Rajba. Okay, so it's the equivalent of the Rajba. But it's impossible to say that, I think. Because one of the sources is a smag. You see, smag says number two. Esen samachem. That's correct. The smag there does say what the Trumas Hadeshim quotes him as saying. However, if you look in the Bir Halacha, Shin Yud Ches, Siv Dalet, I believe that's where it is. One second. Hafilu ba'oda roseach. Kenu das Rambam vitur. What does that mean? That there's bishul achar bishul until it reaches a point of what? A mevushul kol tzarko. He wants to know. It's a chapela. Everyone argues with the Rambam. The Ramban, Rabbi Yonah, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Meiri, and they all hold. It's bashul k'macha ben drusoi. It's enough. Why is the Mechaber follow the Rambam? This is all last year. No, I found the Rambam is not a yochad at all. Because many, we showed him whole like in the Or Zeruah. Right? Or Zeruah. And Smag, Agos Maimini, etc., etc. Now you have a problem on your hands. We said until now that all these we showed him, right there, this, including the Smag, which we try to explain based upon Shita Sarajba, but he's calling the Smag as saying no. He also Shita Sarah Rambam, that it's still a Smag of Ben Drusoi. So it's no good. So how can you compare? Because it's Dugma Smachal Ben Drusoi. Akasha. The answer, of course, is based on my original kasha. Kushachas of a Teretz's Bechavrata. Here it's not a case it was never cooked. It was fully cooked. So why are you mentioning Dugma Smachal Ben Drusoi? No. Here's the point. Just as Machal Ben Drusoi is considered sufficient, as it's considered Bishul Al Pidin. So if you, according to Shita Sarajba, if you, from that point on, you go to the Mishnah called Tzok, your potter. So too in our case, it's been previously cooked fully. It was fully cooked beforehand. Now it cooled down. But it's still warm enough that Ben Drusoi, who eats on the run, would consume it as a machal cham. He would consider this to be tea, or consider this to be cholent. They had the liquid kinds of cholent, you get an impression over here. So once he considers it to be in that category, Lon is batel habishul arishon. That was last week's shiur. Was ozel habishul, the bishul is batel. So as long as it's dugmas machal ben drusoi, the original state of it's being cooked is still around, and therefore if you bring it back up to the status of nischanan legamri or boiling, whatever it happens to be, you would be potur. It's interesting. The Ozeruah, who's one of the sources over here, talks about cholent, uses exactly the same word cholent. I think that maybe it's here somewhere. Take a look here in page 36 again. Oh, it's supposed to be page 36. Rabbi, what's the chat? This will be at maybe it goes further. According to the chart, the Dark Emotions on page 36. I don't see it. Is it from a different page? After the tour. Where's the tour? I'm not. Ah, here we are. Very good. Thank you so much. Page 92. Thank you. For all of the Ruah, where it's, it is actually marked off, bottom left, page 92. Rizi b'beis mori abyuda bar yitzchak sur leon. Shepam miskayim at sholin shalehem. Uv'shabes kodem ha'ocha madlikin ha'avodim. Eish samach l'kderus. Yesh yitzchamu b'tuf. V'yesh m'sakin osim m'nosim osim samach l'eish. Uv'farshum l'hatir. This is the expression of the Or Zeruah. What does he mean? Bishul ein bahem. I mean bishul ein behem, because ein bishul acha bishul. But he's also worried about what we call chimum. We mentioned this already a little bit last week. There are two different dinim we can talk about, chimum and bishul. Perhaps you have to worry about both. From the perspective of bishul, ein bishul acha bishul. From the perspective of chimum, not such a big problem. Why? Because they never really cooled down that much. Even though it became somewhat cool, it was only what? Tzatz korov layad soledes bo. Seems to me, is all the shita. The Mordechai goes Maimini, Trumas Hadeshen. It's all the same shita. How it's all the same shita? Okay, they keep talking about Ubechupas Regilim Lasos Ken Avdan. It's quoted in the Ozarua, it's quoted in the Trumas Hadeshen, it's quoted in the Mordechai. I'm talking about the Chupas and the Avodah. I'm saying, well, it's all Chachme Ashkenaz, Bali Atosis. It's all the same shita. So therefore, you see all these things that Pashtus, it's an Issa Daraisa, based on the word Amalacha. Pashtus, that Nitzana and Legama should not be taken literally. Nitzana and Legama means anything which is lower than, quote, Tzas Karov the Atzal Letisbo. And the reason behind it is, if it's Tzas Karov the Atzal Letisbo, so then, as we saw earlier, Bedru Soy can still have it as a hot fish. Once it gets way, way, way below the Atzal Letisbo, even Bedru Soy would spit it out. It's not considered a hot for him. So therefore, it's already, the chimum is bottle, and therefore it'll be a problem of bishul achar bishul, which we call chimum achar chimum. That's what the Ramah means when he says, Nitzan al legarmi. Don't take it literally. This is the way we understood Pshat in the Ramah. Again, our fundamental source was the Mogan Aram, who says that according to the Ramah, is an Issa de Oraisa. Okay. Now the Egle Tal has a kind of a compromise over here, a compromise in explaining the Ramah. Egle Tal says, you know, there are a couple of considerations over here which we can bring to bear. I don't know if the Egle Tal is in the Bekaros or not, but it's in Sifkaton Yudal. Look, when it comes to Achshash Daraisa, we're afraid that maybe Yesh Bishalach Abishal B'davalach Midaraisa. Maybe. We can't take any chances. However, once it's Roy Lechol Machmas Chamimuso, that's an expression of the Alter Rebbe, it's edible, that's what we just saw over here. It's like Ben Jusoy. It's edible, Machmas Chamimuso. Then the worst case scenario would be a Derabonan, as he explains elsewhere. With respect to the Derabonan, we rely on the Pesuk and we say, Bichlal, Ein Bishlach HaBishav HaDavolach. So it's a compromise view. Ramah, the great compromiser. When it comes to cooled off completely, we're afraid of a Daraisa. But once it's not edible as warm, the worst case scenario could be a Derabonan, and then we rely on the Pesuk and we say, Ein Bishlach HaBishav HaDavolach. It's not the way we said. We said before that if it's cooled down, it's a Daraisa, correct? And if it's not cooled down, then it's mutter, because these Rishonim say it still maintains a level of heat, it's Kabaka Ben Bissor, the original Bishl is not bottle, it's an intrinsic difference, not just a question of Zeres. However, I have to tell you that this Egle Tal is against the Smag, as we said before. The Smag wasn't going with Sfeikas, it was going with Vados. But I have to tell you that there are many Achronim, more recent Achronim, who have just, for some reason, unknown to me, seem to have ignored the Mogan Avraham completely. Seem to have ignored all the source that I try to prove for you from the Rishon that Avraham is correct. And they went in their own way. The first was the Minchas Kohen, wrote the classical work on Bishul, and he said it, and then the Chazon Ish says it, the Mishnah Berurah seems to imply it, Rav Moshe says it, and they all say that the Ramah is fundamentally paskening Ein Bishul Acha Bishul B'davolah. Finished. Against the Mechav. Except if it's Nitzan and Legamre, see, through on a Chumrah, the Chazon Ish is it's Bishul Hakzara, a topic we'll get to in a couple of weeks. Whatever, a totally different approach. This is what these Gedolim say. That's all kinds of other ramifications. I'll give you an example. Rav Moshe says in one of the Tshuvas, I'm sure it's here somewhere, that if you have a few drops of tea left in the bottom of your teacup, you can refill it. Aye, but what happened? The water that's on the bottom of the teacup gets cooled. It's ready cooled off. And Yesh Bishlach HaBishav HaDavolach. I said, Moshe, no. Bishlach HaBishav HaDavolach is only a chumrah. And they only made a chumrah if you're really trying to cook it. Over here, it's a few drops left. Nothing. So, okay. If you're going with that mahalach, it's nothing to worry about. But if it's the way we said until now, it's really a shalva daraisa, but Moshe's psak is not so simple. I mean, it could be other leniencies, but not so simple at all. In this context, we have to discuss, what does it mean, Yatzal Letisbo? Because this is a very famous shayla. It's a halacha lemaisa shayla. Look on page 73. What's Yatzal Letisbo? So the whole range of temperatures over here. Some say it's as low as 104, which is 40 Celsius. And Some go up higher and higher and higher. Okay. If you look at Rav Moshe on the bottom, last few lines, 110 is to be machmir, maybe. Not 104, but maybe. Kafisha Badak will be atzmeinim. But the suffix is until 160. 160 is vare atzeleret v'aflakul. Okay. So that's a lot. Whoa. Some say 104, some say 160. One place I think a bunch is 175 in one place. It's going to be a range of 70 degrees. That's such a... How can that be? Is it possible? I can be machlokes in so many degrees. What is it? What is not yes, it's just too much. Just do an experiment. A few degrees here and there, I understand. Off by so much. It's hard. It's really hard to believe. V'chlal, the poskim ask, you can't figure this out based upon Yad Soledisbo. How did they checked it out. They reached these various degrees by Bedika and Chakira. How did they do that? The Gemara has in the Sechta Shabbos of Memory Base, that's the sugi we saw last time, that you really can't measure things well with Yad Soledisbo. Where's Memory Base? I'm not good at this. Somewhere it exists. I think we read it last week. Memory Bays is somewhere. So the question will become, how do you define that to let us vote? I'm just not finding it right now. I apologize. I should. Oh, here it is. Six. Page six. Okay, so the Gemara talks here about Yad Soledisbo. Okay, and the Gemara says in terms of Yad Soledisbo, it's not so easy to determine what is Yad Soledisbo. What does Yad Soledisbo mean? Rashi explains over here in that Mem Amud Beis Soledis. Nimsheches the achorea midoga shaloti kovet. Okay, you're worried you're gonna burn your hand, so you pull your hand back, reflex sort of, to pull your hand back. So the Gemara discusses the question of how you determine Yad Soledisbo, and the Gemara seems to say that you really it's hard to determine what is Yad Soledisbo. Not so simple to determine what it is. If you look in the Gemara, it says, Hechi Dami Yad Soledisbo. Rashi explains, Hechi Dami, Silud. Yesh the Soled Mersicha Muetes, V'yesh She'eno Soled. People have different degrees of tolerance. So how can you really figure out what is Yad Soledisbo? So the Gemara says, have a different way. Kol Shekreso Sholtino Nichves. Is going to burn the stomach of a baby. Oh, that's the way to find out. Who wants to volunteer their baby for this experiment? Anybody have any volunteers? So, but the question is, how do you figure it out? How do they figure it out based on the answer? You can't figure it out. What did they do? So I'm guessing what they must have done was taken 100 tamidim and put them in a room and made an experiment and it took the average. Because otherwise, the Rashi says you can't figure out because people have different tolerance. No, I don't have a grandmother who can hold on to that cup of hot tea like this, and you can't go near it. That's so obviously that it's a different tolerance. So the Gemara is over here on that memory base, a little higher up, talks about showering and bathing. Fourth line: Mischanim Adam Kenegad Amadura V'Yotei Meshtatei Pitzona. You shouldn't take a shower and then go stand opposite a fireplace. What's the problem with that? What's wrong with it? So the push-up shot is you're cooking the water which is on you. This is what the Baal HaMor says over here in the staff. What the Rambam says. Because we're afraid so to get to Yad, so let us go. So Ramban thinks it's ridiculous. Ramban says, no, it's an Isra of bathing. It's a separate Isra, bathing. He said, Rechitza b'Rabbanan, Zeres HaBalanim, that's what it's talking about. I'm not afraid of the water reach out to the Lazarus. No one is going to allow water on his body to reach out to the Lazarus. It's going to be solid from that water. By definition, thinks the Ramban, thinks the Balamar is talking about crazy things. I'm not sure if we have that on our sheets or not, but somewhere, I'm not sure if it's here or not. Don't think it's here. He says, what is Easter? Easter, the Rashbo says, the Farish. Here's the Rashbo. On Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the Rashbo says, 34, thank you. Page 34. Oh, here's the Rashbo. I'm not sure if this is what I'm looking for. This is one Rashbo. That's a different Rashbo. But somewhere in the same paragraph, maybe it's in the previous page, the Rashbo says that a person does not allow himself to bathe or shower in yatz lettuce but water. It's simply too hot. I think it's probably in the previous page. Look it up in the Rashbo. That's where you'll find it. It's like the Ramban. It's my close to Rashbo and the Ramban on the one hand, and the Balamon and the Rambam on the other hand. So what are they fighting about? What are they fighting about? Matter of Matthias. Do people bathe in yatz lettuce bowl? Don't they bathe in yatz lettuce bowl? So I thought the pshat was as follows. According to Shitas the Rambam and the Balamor, the shear of yatz lettuce bowl is measured by someone who is hit with this water unexpectedly. It's a reflex. The water hits you, it reflexively pull back. So if that's the case, if you are preparing yourself to go into water, you can even go into water, which is Yad Soles. When I was a child, my mother used to tell me to take a bath before Shabbos. Oh, maybe I got the same thing. Then I just pull a hot bath, and I go like this. I put my finger in, and my toe in. No one has such recollections? Yeah? Remember that? Yeah. Okay. So we all did that. Yeah, you also did it?
No, I actually went to the most sensitive part of his elbow. That's why we...
Elbow. You check with an elbow. You're smarter than me. I never knew about that. No one told me this until now. Okay. 2 years too late.
Usually the mother is checking.
The mother. Maybe my mother didn't. She didn't check. She had me to check. Whatever it may be. She put boiling water. I was supposed to check. Anyway. So when you're preparing yourself, you can go into pretty hot water. Because, you know, you go a little bit at a time and you steel yourself and you can go into hotter water. As opposed to when you fight by reflux, I pull back right away. So someone surprised me with this water. So that's what I thought. The Rashi holds, so if you're preparing yourself, so then it's possible to experiment a little bit with Yad Tzal Lettuce Bo. But if you hold that it's done in a way when you have to be surprised by it, it's extraordinarily difficult to be able to experiment appropriately. You have to surprise so many people who have different tolerances. It's crazy. You can't do it. So maybe Rashi, who didn't say it that way, Rashi said because people have different levels of tolerance, Rashi holds like the Ramban and the Rashbo, the Yad so lettuce bowl is measured when the Yad is so lettuce bowl, even in a case in which you prepare yourself. That's a much higher level. So I want to say those of the higher level are measuring Yad so lettuce bowl when you prepare for it. Okay, then for sure you can't bathe in it, as the Rashbo and the Ramban say. But those who have a much lower level of Yatsa lettuce bowl, they say it's when you're not prepared, just hit by this water suddenly, surprisingly, then that would be a much lower level. And then if you prepare for it, you can in fact bathe in it. That's what I thought of Machlokos and Rishonim, this child. And very well possible, Kafa Chaim says that that's exactly the borderline. Yatsa lettuce bowl is the same as what he calls, in effect, Pesolet bowl. Rashbo said if it's too hot, if it's yatz lettuce bowl, you wouldn't drink it, you wouldn't bathe in it. And if it's, and the fact that you can drink it indicates that it's not yatz lettuce bowl. Let's discuss what's called drinking. Is sipping included? Because you sip very, very hot tea. It could be sipping, it only doesn't count, it's only if you can drink it. But that's the machlokas I've shown him as far as how we measure yatz lettuce bowl. Now the following shayla, halacha lemaaseh. You're cooking water on Friday, and it reaches Yad to lettuce bowl. However you define it, 104, 160, let's say even 160. Okay. Now on Shabbos, for the very first time, I want to put this water on boiling. You know, very few people have that. They have the water, like, you know, on the side of a blech. then you want to make it very, very hot to make very, very hot tea, and the mutl slide it onto the very top of the fire. Is that mutl or asr? I'm asking a serious halacha question. It may have happened in your house. You have water which has been before Shabbos already was 160 degrees. Yasla days. I want to know, can I now for the first time move it to the on top of the fire directly, where it's going to hit 212 degrees? What do you say? Yeah?
Depends if you hold Yish Bishal Shabakar Bishal or Lach.
Explain to me.
Well, it's water, so if you hold it as Yish Bishal Shabakar Bishal or Lach, then even though you already have Bishal at, then in Lachol Adeos at 160 degrees Yatzalos, so you're still high up for Bishal because you cook the water, because you're cooking it even more.
Usually when we say Bishal Achar Bishal, we mean there was a Bishal, Zavalach, now cool down. And now the Vashal is heating up again. Here it never cooled down. It's 160 straight through. Not so simple what you said.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I want to say exactly the opposite of you. Just to make things levitic. If you hold Yesh Bishal Acha Bishal Davalach, you're talking like a London. The definition of Bishal is Yatzaletasol. It's a red line. That's called hot. And below it's 159 is called, whatever number you pick, it's called cold. 161 is called hot. Just a shorter number. Once it reaches 161, 161 and 212 is all the same thing. It's just a matter of heat. And we spoke last week about Hamachanam, Esamayim. The liquids are different. It's not called Bishul, it's called Chimam. However, if one holds that Ein Bishul Acha Bishul B'davalach, then perhaps one can say that we shouldn't treat liquids in a separate category. And we should view, catch this now, we should view moving a liquid from 160 to 212 the same as moving a solid from Macho Ben Rusoi to Mavusha Kol Toko. Because you want to have tea, you want to have it even hotter than 160 when it makes the tea. Follow me? So this could be a problem, a little bit the opposite of what you were saying, yes?
Maybe it should be Mavusha Kol Toko when it's not a gallo or
a don't mention that phrase yet. We're not up to that phrase.
That phrase, but in terms of who said that it's not a Mavusha Kol
Toko? Oh, so it'll depend upon the Metzius. The holy Matzias. Mavusha Kol Toko depends upon what people like to eat, right? How do you define Kol Toko? Is it rare, medium, or well done? No, what do you say? I'm asking a child. Steak, right? You all eat steak? So is it rare, if you can afford it? Is it rare, is it medium, or is it well done?
Depends on the person.
It depends on every person individually?
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Show me. Is this, you don't mind? You have the whole shower seat in front of you. You have one of these things?
No.
I'll give you one. 5 minute shower seat. But in any event, so let's assume me the average, medium, okay? So the average person who wants to have the water very hot for cooking purposes, for tea, does he want it more or less? Now it's lettuce, but probably wants it more. So that's therefore would be considered not the Mavusha Kol Toko by that definition. Shuta. So I saw the Poskim say that as follows. The Beis Yosef is the following case. The Beis Yosef says if it was Mavusha Kol Toko, went down to Yatzo Lettuce Bo, you may reheat it to boiling. If it was 212, went down to 160, you can kick it back up to 212. So the Mefarshim say, well, if that's the case, why can't you just move from 160 to 212? What's the difference? Since we are worried about Bishul Acha Bishul, so obviously if it went down to 160, it's still considered in the category of Bishul. So who are the Nami if it never reached above 160? It's been 160 solid since before Shabbos. I should be able to kick it up to 212. Now, the Mogan Avraham, take a look at the Mogan Avraham Rabosai, in Simon Shin Yud Ches, Sifkot and Yud Beis. Seems to say exactly this. See soon. Here we go. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Dalet, Pashashin is Bashal Kol Toko, page 121 and 2. Yesh bo mishun bishul im nitztane, says the Morgan of Rav Yud Beis, Beis Yosef, mashme the kol shiata lettuce bo, mikri roseach. Okay. So that's the cutoff point. It's a cutoff point. So the cutoff point is Roseach, is Yatzalatisbar rather. So let's say it's 160. That's the cutoff point. So the Machtas HaShekel explains, Yud Beis, Ratzaloma, Afilu Eina Omen Eitzal Ha'esh, V'noch Tzas Merisichoso, Mikol Makom Kol Zman Shiyatzalatisbar, Mikri Cham, V'ein Bo Mishum Bishum. But the question is, what does that mean? It started off boiling and then went down, right? That's what the Magen Rabbah Machzor HaShekel say. But otherwise, it'd be a problem. So, what's Pshat Rabosai? We can suggest as follows. As I said before, there are Tzvei Din, there's Chimum and there's Bishul. Chimum is an objective din, it's an absolute red line cutoff point called Yatza Letisbo. So if it sinks beneath that, there is what I call, I mentioned last time, Yesh Chimum Acha Chimum, if you go Bishul Acha Bishul Davalach, that would be no good. However, once if it was fully cooked 212 without the 160, and went back up again, so the perspective of Chimum, it's above the red line, 160. From the perspective of Bishul proper, and Bishul Acha Bishul, even with Avalach, I think Bishlach Abish, only Chim Machachimum. However, if it was never 212, and only was 160 since before Shabbos, then you're going to be Chayav not out Chimum, because Chimum goes an objective red line, you'll be Chayav out what? Out Bishul. So that's what we're explaining to this Magen Avraham and Machzor HaShekel. Again, if it was 212, went down to 160, you'll have to push it back up to 212. Because B'Torah's Chimum, it's above the red line. B'Torah's Bishul and Bishlach Abish. If it never was above 160, now for the first time you're going to 212, it's the equivalent of taking a Macha Ben Rusoi to make it a Vushal Kol Tzokel. It would be awesome. So I personally think it's awesome. I'm scared to be making on the show. Yeah.
Do you don't explain that there's only Chimum but not Bishul by water?
Some say. That's right. Machlok. Yeah.
Is there a distinction between something being Macha Ben Rusoi and being a Vushal Kol Tzokel to back from the seed of the challenge? Is it just a temperature thing, or is it the fact that...
Well, if you're talking about water, water only has temperature. And if it comes to chalt, it's a combination of factors. This chalt was cooked fully even before Shabbos. That's what we're talking about. That kind of tapshot is special cold circle. That's the first four words.
The comparison of where Malo Brander side to the cold circle taking it from 160 to 12, there's an actual distinction in terms of the actual food when it's a dough.
You mean the potatoes got softer?
I'm saying not softer, but in terms of this actual issue.
Better cooked.
Right.
So water is also better cooked. We'll see 160 Shvach can make tea at 160 or whatever. Maybe Yansel has maybe 120 and 212 can make tea. That's also a big difference.
I'm suggesting that.
Now Moshe's Mekel, because when Moshe says, look, we paskin this is going to the Mechaber. The Mechaber paskin is Yesh Bishlach HaBishlach B'davolach. So then we have no difference if it goes 212, 160 to 212, or Stam 160 to 212. But the way we said before, it's not true, because it's Tzvei Dinim. And moreover, according to the Ramah has a different approach than the Mechaber. It doesn't have a cut off red line of Yatzel Letisbo, as we mentioned earlier. Even if Rav Moshe tried to go into the Mechaber, we follow the Ramah. So for these two reasons, Rav Moshe's logic is not compelling. Lufiani is right. Okay. First, this concludes this part of the shiur, and now we're going to move on to other areas of Bishul Acha Bishul, and then I'm going to try to get to the next topic, at least to begin it. Yes?
So, for assuming that there is Chimum and Bishul by water, Chimum is what you have to let us and Bishul is?
Whatever it is, however hot it has to be in order to cook the tea. That's considered Bishul Kol Tzokel.
Why don't we switch the two? Why do we pick one for one more or the other? Why not say Bishul is the yes to let us and Chimum is?
Chim is an objective criterion. As you have in Kol HaTorah, Chim is one as Yatza Letisbo. Bishul, it depends upon how hot it has to be in every particular society. Yeah?
Why don't we say also Bishulo?
I'm explaining to you that the vort of Ozle Bishulo is Ozle Chimumo. Because otherwise, again, assuming it's chicken soup, or even even water, so the water was boiled and it was you got rid of all the germs, whatever it may be, and then it's still gone. So whatever effect it had, it still has. And what about Bishul Acha Rafia? Have you heard that, Shaila? Can you throw chal into your soup? Right? Can you throw soup nuts into the pot of soup and then dish them out? Is that okay or is that not okay? Big machlekes gedoli aposkim bishul achar afia. I don't have time to go into all the details of bishul achar afia. It's a lumdish shaila. It applies to many other areas. The Reim is the one who says yesh bishul achar afia, quoted by the Mordechai. Where are we, Mordechai? Here we go. Page 12. Thank you. Page 12. It's the top left. Yizor Adam Shlita in the past. So let's stop a little before that. He says, "Afa pisha in bishul achar bishul mekom yesh bishul achar afia utzliya." He means with sochem daf memalot slova chach bishul chayev. Bukul Rabbi Yosi, damar Yosi b'shrokik v'shori abobu mevushul. Ama the yesh bishul achar afia, so too yesh bishul achar tzliya. Therefore, lo yitin pas ofi afa klisheni v'mokom shatzal letzbo. We'll come to that klisheni part later. Also, Chilul Shabbos. Woo! Rabbi Yosef says, no. It's wrong. It's all wrong. Because in Brachos Lamed Ches, many of us learned this last year, it quotes this Gemara, Masik on the next page, Atkan lo kamar Rabbi Yosef al-gabe matzah, debinen tamatah bepiv v'leka. Gemara rejects this line. Since Gemara rejects this line, the Rabbi Yosef rejects the Urayim. This comes from the Rabbi Lezim Yimitz, on top, Rabbi Lezim Yimitz, first line on Shin Beis. And it's a machlokes the gedolei olam rishonim. Rabbi Lezer emits says asur, and the Rabbi Yosef said it's mutter based on his read of the Gemara and the Sefer Brachos Lamed Chesem and Beis. What will the Urayim do with Lamed Chesem and Beis? Says a machlokes gedolei achrona what pshat in the Urayim is. According to some, yeah, tam matzah v'leka means a change of time. You can see there's a change of time. In Uchel Shabbos melechas machshevas asur Torah. If you change the time, that's chayv. So what do we say in Bishlach HaBishlach? If you don't change the time, you haven't accomplished anything. Big deal, you reheated it. So what? Cold chicken, hot chicken, that's not much of a difference. If you change the time, that's a fundamental distinction. You'd be chayav for that alone. That's what some say pshat to answer this question. That's what the Taz says. The Taz is, take a look, we have the Taz. Shin Yud Ches, Sivkot and Vav, it's right here on the same page as before. Page 123. The Taz says that when it comes to Shabbos, just as we say, we require tam matzah v'leka. The last line of the Taz, last three lines. Im ken kanin in bishul b'shabbos, she did the last of the tchiyazu. Why? The melechas machsheves asra Torah. So the same way, a little bit higher up again, he says it. Tchiyinami tamin mishun the tam matzah b'inan and hachinami azlina bust, but the sixth wide line. Bust the tam atavshul. The kavish and the shtana tamar de bishlam minan miskavel ezeb shabbos, etc., etc. And he throws an expression later on of melechas machshavas asra Torah. That's what the Taz. The Taz says it in a mitziyistic fashion. The great Taz has a different way to answer. He says al pidin that when it says bishlam mevatal yafia to make what we call matzah shira, if it's all based upon bitul mevashal afia, they're two different approaches, and there can be nafkaminis between the two of them. What does that mean? Take a look here in the Prima Gadim on this Taz. He talks about what's halacha, Rabbi Osai, tzli after afia. Prima Gadim is over here, it's asur. Asur means you can't make toast on Shabbos, right? If you have challah, you want to just put it near a fire and have it toasted. You can't do that. It's called Sli Achar Afia. That's a taz l'shitoso. This is the taz. A matter of mitzias. The mitzias toast is different than plain bread. However, if you go with halachic construct, as the egle tal goes, pasas would be mutter. Because tzli and afia, it's all the same thing. It's all cooking without water. And therefore, maybe afia is more than tzli because it's halachic construct of lechem. But tzli after afia would add nothing up to it. Yes, what's the question? So does it really become toasty? Can you really? Really? Is that you want that? Or you don't want that?
I don't want it.
You don't want it? Is it a psikration? It's not a psikration. It's a miscarb. It's mutter. You don't want it to become toasty. But if I put toast, I want it to be toasty. That's what you're on the head. Yeah. Rabbi said, "Who wants to give me the difference between crispy and toasty?" I need people to give me the lumps of what's crispy and what's toasty. I'm not sufficiently sophisticated to give the difference. Look up in the and you're all on the vocabulary and what's crispy and what's toasty, and tell what the two things mean. I don't really know. It's interesting. If you look at the Shulta Giborim, he suggests that yesh bishul acharafia and tzlia, but ain't tzlia achar bishul. That's I'm gonna find this. I'm not sure if we have that riff over here. It's the riff of the Perikovis. I don't think we have it. But the Shulta Gibbon suggests that. What's that? He's going with a love dish of art. That a bishul is a higher form of cooking than tzli of all right. That's what you're a day. Bishul mevashel bakulo. And tzli is only kedei netila. It's a higher form. And therefore that's why it'd be chayav. Otherwise it'd be potter. Right? But if it's a matter of how it tastes, it's the difference. You change the taste from cooked to fried, or fried to cooked. Cooked, actually, to roast to cooked. It's all the same thing. So it's two different ways of explaining the shita which maintains the yesh bishul achar afia. Is it a matter of metzias, or is it a matter of al pidin? Take a look at Shin Yud Ches Rabosai Sif Tes Vav in the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Yud Ches Sif Tes Vav in the Mishnah Berurah. Can be found on page 100. And 54. Dovash in his basha called Sark of Uyavesh, Shain Bamorok, Mutal Anicho Kenegan Amadura. Okay. You can heat it up, you can reheat chicken, what's the problem? Has to be Allah. Wait a minute! Sarak Ian, Holy El Sifhei, maybe that's a Ra'am, the Rabbi Lezim emits the Urayim, who says what? Yesh Bishul Acharafia. What's happening over here? Yesh Tzli Achar Bishul. Rebbeinu Shalom. Quote the Magad Avraham. Quote the Reim. Yesh Tzli Achar Bishul. That's exactly what's happening over here. Eich Mati Rocha Bistam. The Beis Meir's Kash. It's a tremendous Kash. It's a tremendous Kash. It's a very serious Kash. What do you do? Now, quote the Taz, it's no Kash. The quantity of the taz, only if it changes taste. You put your chicken to heat up a little bit on Shabbos morning, it's not changing the taste of it. It was chicken, it's still chicken. It's the same roast chicken as before. The same, I guess, boiled chicken as before. It's not going to taste like barbecue chicken now all of a sudden. The Besveil Zashita. So he goes against the taz. According to the poskim, who you have to explain the Shulchan Aruch like the tour in the Shulta Giborim. We mentioned before. That there's no yesh bishul achar afia, a certain way, a higher form, but ain tzli achar bishul, because tzli is a lower form. Again, they're going al pi din. It's interesting. Let's go back to sif hei where it all starts. Take it back on sif hei. This is on page 149. Yesh misha omer the davar shenefo nitzlek. Continue to page 150. In bishul achakak v'mash yesh bo bishul bishul. He also lit and pass. I feel a bit clichéy. She also we saw that in the Mordechai. The yesh matir. So it's a machlokas gedolia poskim. It's interesting. You look in the bir alacha. Yesh misha omer mishum bishul. I mish the brewer who I didn't the yesh tzliach abishul. That's what the Magen Avraham says against the Torah and Shulta Gibor. I'm prima godem shavim me a pesachem emalus. the loan is batal shein bishul arishon. For holding mizeh, the mutal lishros or becharin b'shabbos. Kishar davar mevushel. Who was in the day? Bishul achat sli, the mutal b'shabbos anichol b'li rotem b'tana. Af shitza, the loan is batal shein sli rishon imenim. But as in the midst, mashva also mahadod. Says the Bilach, I don't think he's right. Nay, the muhak sham, loan is batal shein rishon. Hare Shem Hasheni, page 151. Bevadai Kayim, Bishapi Yeshlama, the Mikri Atta Bishal Akatsli. Then he says, Bishto Vachakak Tzlo, Be'er Shabbos. Then it's Mutal Anicho Betana Bishabbos. The Pu'ula Achrona Nikva Bo Yoser, or Mikri Tzli Akatsli. So this is a compromise of the Bialocha. That if it's Tzli, Bishul Tzli is Asa. Bishul Tzli Tzli is Mutter. That's what he just said. We just read it together in the Bir Alach. That's what he says. Truth is, I don't know, if the Shem Rishon is Kayam, it seems to me that we should say that as long as the Shem Rishon is Kayam, there is no Chiyuv with an additional Bishul. Who cares that the Shem Tzli? If you go on with the Taz, tonight you made a change in the taste. So of course the last one in is what's going to determine. If you're going with the original Begley Tal, that it's a matter of Alpi Halacha, so if the original Shem Bishul is there, so who cares that it was a Tzli in between? So I don't quite follow the drift of the Bir Halacha. I saw in a remarkable sefer called the Ochos Shabbos. Anyone have it? Fantastic. Ochos Shabbos. It's a tremendous sefer. It's the following yisod. He says, what will happen if I have powder, and it was originally cooked, and now it's dried. Maybe we should consider it to be what? Like a fiyot tzliya. If you put it into a klisheni, it's considered bishul achat tzliya achat bishul, which the Mishnah Berurah asks. So all the things that we do, right? Don't you do that? You ever make instant coffee or instant tea on Shabbos? Ma'isim b'chol yom. No! Because maybe it should be considered what? Bishul achat tzli achat bishul. Because when it's made into its instant form of powder, it should be considered tzli afia. Ovnam evsha shestam yibush eino nosin la'avka tola shol dover ofiot soli. That's what he says. It's not considered baked. It's not considered roasted, even though it was put into dry heat. What does that mean? I think it's what the Mimonashach. From the perspective of the taste, it doesn't taste like baked or like roasted. It doesn't take anything. And from the perspective of Halacha, so we say we don't lose the original shame of Bishul. So I think it's more than to make instant tin coffee. But the Ochos Shabbos had a suffix based on this Bir Halacha. Okay, Rabosa? Good. I'm now ready to start the second part of today's shiur. I know it's not to be the first part, but let's make a Haskalah. And that's the topic of Klisheni. So it's a Mefurish Adin, a Mamash Mefurish Gemara. Was it page, was Mem of the Bay, that's where we came from? That was page 6, I think, if I recall correctly from before. Here we go. Shma mino kli sheni eina mevashel. Okay. Kli sheni eina mevashel. Okay. What does that mean? That even though it cooks something but it's serious, it's not considered to be bishul al pi din. Is there any other place where we find that it's cooked and it's not considered bishul al pi din? Sure. Bishul b'chama. We mentioned it last year. Bishul b'chama is not considered cooking al pi din. That's the Gemara on Aflam et Tetzimana, page 5. Right. Bishul b'chama, we paskin, is not considered bishul al pi din. No. What about the Anshe Tveria? Anshe Tveria, they cooked in the hot springs of Tveria. Okay. So Rabbi Yosef says it's considered told us chama. It's heated up by the sun. What do Rabbanan say? Last line. Hahu told us uru. The chalfe apischa de gehenim. What? We're passing shilas based on pischa de gehenim? What is this? Have you located pischa de gehenim anywhere recently? So the Mefarshim suggests it's a figure of speech. It means it's not coming from the sun. It's coming from some fire underneath the ground, right? Maybe some call it a geothermic heat. You know, there's a Any scientists here? Isn't there a lot of fire down the middle of the earth, correct?
You could use it for heating houses.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay, there you go. Torah Mada. So the geothermic heat, that's the question. Do we consider the Tchame Tver to be told as Tchama? Or do we consider it to be told as Ha'esh? Because the Pischa de Gehenim, I don't think the word Gehenim should be taken in its literal sense. We spoke last week about microwaves. And I thought that microwaves should certainly be considered told as Tchama because there's no fire. You've all used microwaves. Well, show me the fire. There is no fire. It's waves. I got sun waves and microwaves. Huh? It seems to us it's exactly a carbon copy of Chama, told us Chama. And even if it becomes Derech Bishul, it should be Mutter. That's where Shlomo Zalman is quoted by the Shmir Shabbos. It should be Mutter. That's the Gemara over here. The Gemara is discussing a whole discussion over here. What is Chamei Tveri? Are you chayev or not chayev? Rebbeinu Shel Olam! If it's all a matter of whether it's Darka Bekach or not Darka Bekach, who cares if it's told as Chama or told as Pischa de Gehenim? What's the difference? If it's the normal way to cook in Chamei Tveri, are you chayev? It's not normal, you're bother. Get the impression there's an objective standard over here. There's an objective standard. It has to be fire. Why must it be fire? So I can give you a pshat. What does it say? Al toch limenu no? Uvoshel mevushel b'mayim kiyam tzliyesh. So in the Pesukah by Korban Pesach, you see that there's a word esh in there. So this whole discussion revolves around esh. To take away the esh is not to talk about. Cooking is considered esh. Whether it's considered roasting, with without water, cooking with water, but only when there's esh. There's no esh, it's not considered to be cooking. That's exerts a custom, if you ask me. It has nothing to do with whether people are doing it or not doing it. That's why I think that microwaves is not chayav on Shabbos. Halacha lemaisa, have to cook for someone who is a chol sheyesh bo sakana. You need to have hot water immediately. You have a choice of doing it in a microwave or on a regular fire. It seems to me it's better to do it in a microwave. Yeah.
What does it mean, Chamei Tveri are
for the sun? Sun comes down and then makes Tveri it's a hot place and it heats up the water.
If I leave a bottle of water, it won't get as hot as a hot spring.
So it's concentrated, so it's pressurized. You asking me? I don't know. You're a physicist.
Can we pass them which one? Like, can we pass them based on which one?
We are. I think we hold that Chamei Tveri. We pass. I believe is considered told as a Chama. I think. I haven't cooked in Tveri recently. Yeah.
What
if
the halacha
of
the microwave
without
the light and the?
Yeah, it's a situation. Who needs the light? We need the light. I don't want to get involved. Let's say there's no light. The light's been knocked out. You know. You don't unscrew the light in your microwave like you do in your refrigerator? What kind of house do you have? Anyway, yeah.
Could it be based on a Clovis we saw in Brussels about this time where there goes above or below, and then Rebbe said,
Sugim Sakim Sadi Dalit, the Chachmei Umos, the Chachmei Yisroel.
And then Rebbe was motivated to that.
Yeah.
Is it based on that?
I was told it was a lecture last night, hey, somebody about that the Chachmei Yisroel could be wrong in their science tonight. I don't want to go there right now. different topic. About that, let's go back to our Inyan. I don't know. So this is the Pashup Shas. It's a lumdish din. It's not a matter of what it's normal or whether it's not normal. It's if you look in Rabbi Eider's Sefer, something very interesting about that. We mentioned just now two things. We mentioned Bishul Bechama, and we mentioned Bishul Bekli Sheni. And Rabbi Eider makes a comparison between the two of them. It's called Hilchos Shabbos. I think it's page 78. So it says Klisheni Eina Mavasho. So he says towards the end, he's talking about Eino Derech is a certain leniency, and he says, "Look what I what." He quotes Rav Moshe, "Binyan Bishul Bechama," and tells him, "Look at Rav Moshe's Sefer." So he makes some kind of comparison here between Bishul Bechama and Bishul Bekli Sheni. What does that mean? It means Rav Osai, most situations, Kli Sheni will be Eino Mavash. That's a matter of fact. Most situations, Chama or Toldos Chama is not Mavash. And therefore, even if you find the case where Bibitzius, it will be Mavashal, you're going to be Potter. That being the case, we pass the Bishul B'chama is mutter, because most of the time it's not going to be mevashel b'mesius. So the mekel in all instances, it's potter or mutter, etc. That being the case, Rav Moshe would be right that a microwave would be a d'oraisa. Microwave does cook. And if you consider it to be a separate category, even though it's coming from the chama, again, typical situation of chama and klisheni, so usually will not cook. So I say hishmu midoseim, they said it's not a normal way. So usually not normal is also, but the rabbanon here, they says potter and mutter. But once it's become a normal way, this is a normal way to do it, then the entire heter of klisheni slash chama will not apply. Because the whole yisod of this heter really is that they knocked it down from the raya because ain't darga b'kach. And then if you want to make it mutter mamish, because ain't darga b'kach is potter avalasa, to make it mutter mamish, you have to find a new category, and we say in this category that it usually won't cook, and it usually won't cook, so they never made it in the rabbanon of shaloka derech, and it becomes mutter. But if you run into a situation where it usually will cook, all bets are off. So that's where Rav Moshe Shita, that a microwave is considered on Shabbos to be a bishul d'oraisa. That's how we've seen pshat in Rav Moshe. From Shlomo Zalman, as I've pshat before, based on the Xeris of Kosov, of Eish. It's not an Eish, it's not called the bishul, it's not called the Tzli. Midoraisa. It's a posk. What's Rav Shlomo Zalman's raya? His raya is, look, it's just bishul b'chamas found with respect to Korban Pesach. Matzah, challah. Who cares if it's rogel b'kach? Who cares? Truth is that if you look at the Gemara in Pesachim, if you bake something in the sun, it's in fact potter mina challah. Okay, you say that's because it's not called lechem. It's a different thing. You can't bring rice in there either. The Kitzur Nimritz, this is the Machlokes Gedolei Achronim. That's our introduction to the sugya. Now klisheni, which is we're not going to get too far in it. But we'll just make a haskala today. We saw klisheni and a mevashel. We at least start the sugya with the Tosfos of Lamed Tesa Menalf. That's the most important source here in this whole sugya. Lamed Tesa Menalf. We'll just make a haskala. And then the next week we'll try to make a gemar on this topic. Maybe we'll have to go a little bit over time next week. But I'd like to finish this in an hour, at least the first 2 weeks. I always reserve the last week of each should go a little bit over time. Okay. Let's just try to finish now in the next few minutes. This is on page 5. On page 5, quotes the mission we started with the very first shiur, at the beginning of the shiur last time. Kol Shabbat B'chamim B'lifnei HaShabbos. That's the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Hei. Shonos B'chamim B'Shabbos. Okay, so whatever you cook before Shabbos, you can put it into a pot of boiling water on Shabbos as well. Fine. Very nice. Very good. Says Tosfos like this. B'chol shelo bo b'chamin, how does the Mishnah conclude? The second line of the Gemara. B'chol shelo bo b'chamin b'lifnei HaShabbos, madichin osu b'chamin b'shabbos. You can't put it in the boiling water, you can only pour water over it. Says Tosfos like this. The Pirish Rashbam, it's the typo, Rashbam. The Mefarish, the Iru Kiklisheni, we'll get to that next week. That you pour something that's considered Klisheni, Osi Shapirah. They ain't showing also the Klirishin. Ava Madichin also the Klirishin. Why? Derek Iru, because Iru is Kiklisheni. No problem. If it was cooked on Friday, you can pour boiling water over on Shabbos. Ava Pirish Rabbein Atan, the Mefarish, the Iru have a Kiklirishin. It's a bombshell kasha. Kunda ben atam that iru klirishin is what? Is osur. So what do you mean, madichin also? It's not true. If it was not cooked before Shabbos, you may not pour boiling water over because it's going to be causing iru klirishin to cause a bishul. Tosfos two terutz. Omeri, tafilu b'klisheni ein shorin. Why? The whole of amayim chamin. So those in the black and white Gemara, remember the base, that cliche in the Mevashel means midoraisa. But midorabonon, it's osur. Merzik in Mevashel. Looks like cooking. I forgot to stand the Kamon. I will know in the Tocha Kol, the Tocha Tamchoy. So you see, before the Mishnah and Gemara, you may put certain things into a cliche. How can it be if it's medically mevashel? Hayru davka kavlin shenasuyin lematik asakadeiro v'lo medically mevashel. When it comes to spices, we don't say medically mevashel. Tosfos doesn't explain fully why. Spice is an exception. Hinami, who I didn't show you also. Kevin the Arab Klisheni. Ain't a chanavit mutter. For the Nogad Madichin, Lashmina, da filu adocha, having my malachtan, Madicha Yoshin, special Kali Abishal, that are cooked even in a Klisheni, no matter what. 2 days in Toast, Rabosai, do we paskin midrabonam? Klisheni is metal like a mevashel? Yes or no? The first day it says yes, and the second day it says no. How do we paskin, Rabbi Osai? How do we paskin? Take a look at the Magen Avraham, Sifkot and Tezvov. That can be found. Rabbi Osai, just turn quickly. This is on page 122. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalid says towards the end, Imudova Yavish on his Basrin Lifnei HaShabbos, Ein Shoren Osa B'chamim B'Shabbos, Ava Madichin Osa B'chamim B'Shabbos, says the Magen Avraham, all of me klisheni. I will also destroy so I feel a bit klisheni. The merdik and mevashel. For lo damer the tavan b'siftes, the tavan also the matik akadera. For lo merdik and mevashel. Tosus lametes. Which is sort. So the Magen Avraham passes the chumra like the tosus and the lametes on an aleph. Fine. That's what he says. This is Magen Avraham in Tezvot. Next page, the Magen Avraham Yud Ches. Let's take a look over here. Let's take a look at Sipei. Yesh misha omer the davar shenefel nitzle in bishul akakach b'mashke. Yesh bishul bishul. The also lit in pas afilu b'tlisheni. We saw it in the Mordechai. Says the Magen Avraham Yud Ches. The yesh dvarim shemizbashen bo. What are they? Kuliyasu uspinin. Right? Those things that are exceptions to the rule. Ve'einanu b'kiyin v'imkein b'shad v'om nami yesh la'achmir. A new reason why the machmir is klishen. A totally different reason. In Tesvav, the Magen Avraham gave one reason. What? Merdik and mevashel. In Yud Ches gives a different reason. What's that? Kalei habishul. There are things which are, we're not an expert. We don't know. We're not experts. And he says, look in Siftes. What's in Siftes? Let's turn a page. Sif test is found, page 126. What does it say? V'yesh mi sha'osa losis atol kli zeh bosa meluach. One second, hold on. I'm sorry, Ramo. V'yesh osrim losis melach afilu b'klisheni kof man shi'at ha'letis bo. So you see, when experts come even salt, it's as basa b'klisheni. So the Magen Avraham has two separate and distinct reasons why he wants to answer Bishul B'Kli Sheni. One is the first day in Tosfos, Medrash and Mevashel. And the second is the other reason, because we're afraid we're not experts, which is derived from the Mordechai. If the Mordechai wanted to answer Pas, even though according to some Rishonim, Ein Bishul Acha Rafia, he went the other way, the Ra'am, and said it's also even in B'Kli Sheni, because we're not experts towards Kali HaBishul. Says the Magen Avraham. So Kavachomer, a case where there was no processing, no cooking, no baking, no anything, we should still be Machmir Klisheni, because we're not experts as to what is Kale Habish. Now, there's one other exception to the rule. That's water. Water is the Mefurash Gemara on Daf Mem Beis, that it's permissible to heat up water in a Klisheni. It's a Mefurash Gemara. What about other liquids? So we'll stop here. Mr. Shem, next week we'll start with the question of other liquids, are they like water or not like water? And try to discuss the whole sugya of klisheni and discuss irui. Forgive me if I go a little over next time. We'll try to finish that sugya. So in 2 weeks from now, we start the sugya of Shia and Achzar. Okay.
Yeah.
Why would that be a problem if it's in the klisheni already?
Why?
The piece of the powder. Wouldn't that be okay with it going in the klisheni?